New Mexico's Governor Bill Richardson, who served as U.N. ambassador in the Clinton administration, holds more talks today with North Korea's U.N. representatives. 2 hours of discussions yesterday were described as cordial but candid. The North Koreans traveled to Santa Fe, New Mexico's capital, after Secretary of State Colin Powell granted them permission to travel outside New York. The North Koreans appear to want to use Richardson, who also served as Energy Secretary under President Clinton, to make contact with the United States now that the Bush administration says it's willing to talk. The administration insists North Korea must dismantle its nuclear weapons program before meaningful talks may take place. But the diplomatic process that President Bush now faces differs little from the path his predecessor took. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Even though the Bush administration reversed itself earlier this week and agreed to talk to North Korea, senior officials insist there is little to talk about before North Korea dismantles its nuclear weapons program. Scott Sagan, co-director of the Center for International Security and Arms Control at Stanford University, says there's plenty to talk about as soon as possible.
North Koreans have a number of reasons to fear that after a war with Iraq, that they may be next. The United States has to convince them that we would not attack them, even if they don't develop nuclear weapons. That's going to be a very hard thing to do, but I think that adroit diplomacy at least has a chance of making that successful.
The Bush administration has been deeply divided from its first day on how to deal with North Korea. Many senior policymakers had criticized the Clinton administration's willingness to provide support for the North Korean government in exchange for the freeze on its nuclear weapons program. Many in the Bush administration found diplomatic engagement with North Korea highly distasteful and believed there was another way. But Scott Sagan argues that the diplomatic framework for both administrations is essentially the same. The Bush administration must employ both carrots and sticks in order to attain the goal of a nuclear weapons-free North Korea, in Sagan's view.
The trick here is to convince the North Koreans that they are actually more secure without nuclear weapons than they would be with nuclear weapons. There's both a coercive and a cooperative aspect of that kind of diplomatic game. You have to at least have them believe that there's some possibility that the United States might attack them if they go further forward with nuclear weapons development. At the same time, you have to convince them that we will not attack them if they don't develop those weapons.
That was essentially the approach of the Clinton administration. It told North Korea it would not try to destabilize or overthrow the government in Pyongyang if it agreed to give up its pursuit of nuclear weapons. If it refused, says former Assistant Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter, that was another matter.
The only way to make it convincing to North Korea that we mean it when we say a nuclear North Korea is not acceptable is to be prepared to back that up with military force. To be convincing, you have to be able to describe in some detail how you would do that, and you need to convey that to North Korea so that they understand the seriousness of the matter.
That's why, says Carter, the Clinton administration made plans to strike North Korea's nuclear facilities at Yongbyon, even as it knew that would provoke a wider war on the Korean Peninsula.
We told them very clearly, and they should be told again and again very clearly, that we know we can beat them, their army. We can beat it handily. We can beat it in a few weeks. And that the result of that war will be the complete destruction of their army and the elimination of their regime.
There are many positive incentives, though, that the United States can offer North Korea in order to avoid such an outcome. The Clinton administration agreed to build nuclear power reactors, provide fuel oil, and move toward diplomatic recognition and the removal of economic sanctions. Gary Milholland, director of the Wisconsin Project on Nuclear Arms Control, says the Bush administration may have to go even further.
We go in, we rescue their country, we give them money, we give them diplomatic recognition, status in the world, in exchange for their entire nuclear weapon program. That is, they have to basically deliver it to us. We go in and we just take it all apart and we take it out of the country, and we leave them without a nuclear weapon program at all.
In the end, though, the administration may have to in some way walk itself back from the president's axis of evil speech, says Milholland.
It seems to me that the axis of evil speech was probably a mistake, but there are ways to soften the impact of that through private assurances, and I expect us to take that approach.
Allowing the initial contact now to be between North Korea and a former Clinton official is something of an indication that the Bush administration has placed itself back on the diplomatic track that its predecessor was constructing. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.